Okay, we have Das Torah. This is because Parshas Pekudei. Shabbos Chazak. This is the Parsha between Shkolim and Zohar. This is the off Shabbos, so to speak, even though it's an on Shabbos in Yeshiva, which we'll talk about later. We're going to hopefully step up as Shana Bet, make our mark. It's almost our last chance kind of to make a mark. I'm not counting the Purim Shabbos. That's already like a different Madriga. But okay. So I started to learn with you a piece. It's actually in the Sefer. It says on top, Kisisa, don't be confused. It's in the Ma'amarim. The Das Torah of Yeruchim has very few pieces on this week's Parsha and the Biurim, because most of it's really repetitive of the previous Parshas in the Mishkan. But he has a very geschmackish shtickle here. Wow. Let's learn it together. Pasuk says in Mishle, Achzik b'Musar al Teref. Grab onto Musar and don't let go. Nitzreha. Guard it because it's your life. Your life is Musar. Opening, it's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Dalet. This is how the Gra opens the Sefer Evan Shlema with this piece. I think the Olam Midas also discusses this pasuk. Zakter v'yurucham ilu zachina mi Musar rak zos. If we would be zocher from Musar to learn just this one thing, la amor al biurim amar chazal. If we use Musar just to help us understand Chazal's words, it would be worthwhile. We're about to learn today that without Musar, you can't understand many Ma'amari Chazal. So Musar is going to help us, besides it will help us grow as people, which is essential, but Musar also will help us understand the words of Chazal. Okay, how so? One more paragraph of introduction. Amru Chazal. This machshela, what's machshela? Like a michshel, right? This stumbling block is under your hand. Ein adam umin al devei Torah elam ke nichshel ba. Person can never really understand devei Torah unless he's nichshel ba, unless he stumbles on it. You're not going to really chap Torah unless you struggle with it. Ma'avil ma'od ke nikris haTorah b'shem machshela. Amazing, it's wondrous. The Torah is called a stumbling block. The Torah is called the Hamachshela Azos. Ki belim michshol, without the challenge, ain't adam omel al devei Torah b'shem ofen. Without the struggle, without the, I don't think it even means amelus even. It's also amelus need. But without the challenge shabo, without the michshol shabo, you can't understand Torah. Perish Rashi al devei Torah hu machshela. The Perish Rashi, quote unquote, on Divrei Torah is the Machshela. Biladi Machshela kol haTorah kula v'chsav v'apeh. Without the Machshela, without stumbling, Torah is kesifer chasum v'sasum me'ein yicholas la'amor al af mila achas v'mena. Without stumbling over it, without working at it, without trekking through it, you can't understand any part of Torah. B'nei yisod gadol hu ki al mechsholim la'amor ze'i afshar b'li musar. In order to overcome michshol, and the only way to overcome a michshol is by learning Musar. Bilade Musar, lo makirim ve'inorim aklal kol michshol shu. Without Musar, you don't even realize that you have stumbling blocks in front of you. Without Musar, no problem. Yeah? Is there any sun at the beach? If you go to the beach, is that any sun? Well, it depends if you learn Musar or not. If you learn Musar, of course it is. If you don't learn Musar, so then what's the problem? Just go to the beach, do whatever you want. You only realize there's a nisayon in front of you if you learn Musar.
Talk about it.
What? Cool. Yeah, mixed beach. Chas v'shalom. Shem yishmerenu. Yeah. Seven beaches is gevaldik azach. Should go in the summertime.
Gevaldik.
Great. Musar yamar. This is a beautiful line. Musar yamara. What's a mara? A mirror. The mirror. Umamed es lefanav mechsholav Hashem. It shows a person the challenges he has. Acharei shebeli mechsholim ein adam omer l'dor. Without a michshol, you can't understand Divrei Torah. This is a simple equation. The equation goes like this. Musar is needed to see the michsholim, right? To see the challenges. Without the michsholim, you can't understand Divrei Torah. That means without Musar, you can't understand Divrei Torah. If A equals B, and B equals C, then A equals C. A equals, again, this is Shibud Durav Dasan. You have this in Bava Kamos, right? Mm-hmm. A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. You have to hold on to Musar. Musar is Torah. Without Musar, without seeing the challenge, you won't have Torah. It's the key. The chol haTorah kula. How unbelievably important is learning a Musar. Now, what we're about to do now is see a few examples of how this plays out. One example is one that we've seen already, and then a few other very beautiful chazals. Relates back to the parasha a little bit also, which is nice, and we'll hopefully get through. So, Avina Bazet, Tziur Echad Lekach. Let's learn one example. Shabli Musar, without Musar, Bli Michshol, Yashalam Al Zeb Shemafa. Without Musar, you can't understand it at all. Without Musar, you could deny the entire thing's existence. You could deny the entire thing's existence. It doesn't exist even. If you learn Musar, it makes sense to you. If you don't learn Musar, Lachesh is to deny. Isa Baba Dazar, this is a Gemara we saw already not too long ago together. Ra'a Vayatar Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and he exempted the Goyim. My Ra'a, Ra'a Shev Mizas Minoach, Shekib Lo'aleim Minoach, Velo Kimum, Amma Vatirlam, Hashem saw the Goyim didn't keep the Shabbos Minoach, so Hashem was matir them. Ra'a Shev Mizas, I'm sorry, Is Guri Isker, what? Because they don't keep it, they get rewarded. Because they didn't keep the mitzvos, they get rewarded for it. That doesn't make any sense. And came matzim lechol din ischa. The Gemara says if someone that sins is rewarded for it. Thank you very much. Tiskel mitzvot. Amar mar b'reid ravina lo mar shaf bishem mekaimim osam. Even though they fulfill them, ein mekabin aleim schar. Thank you very much. Tiskel mitzvot. We even have napkins here about it. Even though they mekayim the mitzvos, so they don't get schar for them. El lo malcha. A non-Jew does his mitzvah, he gets rewarded like an ain mitzvah osa. The Amar b'Chanina gadol mitzvah osa, v'nish ain mitzvah osa. V'chule says the Gemara, Yavo Nimrod v'yoid ba'Avram shavavav v'rezar. Nimrod, who is Nimrod?
King.
What did he do? He threw Avram into the Kishonesh. Nimrod shall come, says the Gemara, and testify that Avram didn't serve v'rezar. Yavo Lavan. Love him will come. V'yoyed b'Yaakov shlo nechshed al gezel. In case you're aware, maybe Yaakov was suspicious of stealing, so come, love him will come along and say, no, Yaakov is clean as a whistle. Adkan. Amar HaKosuv, the Pasuk says in Vayetze that when Yaakov works for Lavan, od sheva shalim acheros. Be'em uverashi, acheros, hikishan la rishonos. We compare the second set of years of 7 years to the first set of 7 years. Ma rishonos be'emuna, afachronos be'emuna. V'afach bishop b'ramos ba'olav. Lovin tricked him. But Yaakov was honest, even though Lovin was trying to trick him. Acharei yigia shel ha'ne'emar, ze esim shana nochi imcha, v'chilecha v'zecha lo shikelu, ha'yisi ba'yom, this is Yaakov's work ethic, achalani chorev v'kerach ba'layla, dach asi be'enai, v'ya Yaakov avinu ala v'shalom yochol lohoros la'atzmo heter v'kam advar. Listen, Yaakov's being cheated. If you're being cheated, what should you do? I don't know. Survive. Still, ulo asakein ela af achronos be'emuna. Yaakov didn't do that. Rather, the last 7 years were be'emuna. Alze vaday yavu lavan v'yad v'yaakov shlonech shal gezel gam v'matzav v'makashim b'yoseh. Even in the most challenging moments, Lavan will come along and testify by Yaakov that even though he had every reason to lie and to cheat and to do what he did, he didn't do that at all. Turn the page over. Here comes this. Well, we're going to bring this idea home very soon.
What does that mean, be'emuna?
Be'emuna means he was honest, trustworthy, faithful. Ula alon, afa pichin mitzvah kalayish, the famous Gemara says there, Hashem says, okay, you know what? I have one mitzvah, the sukkah shema. Remember this Gemara? Mitzvah sukkah. L'chu v'asu asa, go make a sukkah. Miyad kol echa v'echa, all the goyim go, no tel v'olech, v'osa sukkah b'rosh gago, they go onto the rooftops, they make sukkahs, v'akadosh baruch hu makdir aleim chama, Hashem puts out the chama. Kibbutz Tkufas Tammuz. What's Tkufas Tammuz mean?
Summer.
Very. We'll come back to it soon. The heat of the summer. Every person kicks his sukkah. The yotze. The goyim kick their sukkahs and they leave. V'chulei. Ah, v'amar rava mitzta'ar patim ha'sukkah. Ah, they're patim. So what's the claim against them? Nehid patim be'utim yimvate. It's true they're patim, but they kick it. No, they kick it. You're patim, so walk out. We want to see what's the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. This Gemara is describing for us why we get schalak in the two of us, like why we're Jews, and the non-Jews have a different whole mahalach. Why is that? We don't look at big things. Look at a small thing. You know what? They're putter, but kick. Mitzvah v'osa, afilu mupater. Even if you're putter, avayinu mevayit, don't kick the sukkah. It's not a thing that you do. V'imanu roim, asher miyad kol echad mevayit. Each goy leaves his sukkah and starts kicking the sukkah. Hinei hu, hasimun abarur, that's a sign that he is an inu mitzvah v'osa. B'matzav ragil, in a regular situation, shalobim makdir aleim chama. If it's a regular, it's a nice day like today, a nice March 6th day. Beautiful sun, nice shade. Anybody can do it in that situation. But when it's difficult, when the challenges come, when there's a michshol, when it's challenging, then we can see who's who. The men and the boys. If you're a mitzvah, you'll never kick the sukkah. You're what? Again, Chazal is saying over here that the Klal Yisrael is mitzvah because we would never kick. You leave a sukkah, like the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah in the second parak learned last year. You leave like who? Like an Eved that humbly leaves in front of his Rebbe. That's how we leave a sukkah. How did the non-Jews leave a sukkah, the Gemara says? They kicked it. Zok to Yerucham like this. Beautiful. Divri Chazal Kareila Kashem Ma'od La'adam La'avinam. How do you understand this? Kibidakar Katan Kazeh, this small thing. Be'is Savlanut is issue, a little lack of patience. Be'biuto. Ba'yisurim Va'akosher Shalom. Just because they kicked when it was difficult. Yitafez V'yivchan Kein Lo Chelek B'Torah. Because of this small, seemingly insignificant reaction. And lack of patience, that's why they become an Einam Atzuvah. Hu adavar asher yigadnu. Listen carefully. Ki b'li musr lo mevinim pshutan shel chazal. Without musr, you can't understand the simple words of chazal. Ba'li musr alomdim mimichsholem. People that are ba'li musr, that learn from their challenges, learn from the nistionos they have. Ha-chodrim. What's chodrim mean? It's a good word. Chodrim.
Rooms?
They penetrate. They penetrate. Umakirim v'yodim as nafsham. They know their souls. Heim yavinu v'yamdu heitev alom kon shel dvar. They'll understand what's going on over here. They'll understand that it's not just like a one-time reaction, kick. It's reflective of what's going on deeply inside the person, where they're holding. It shows where you are, where you're not. Uvimedrish. What a geshmak of medrish. Amr Moshe, Parshas. Parashas Pinchas. Amar Moshe, Ari Ashosh, El Patzorchi. Moshe is about to die. So what does it say? He says after the Vnos Tzlavchad get their peace in the land, the Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says, it's my turn now. I'm going to look for my opportunity to ask Hashem for what I need. What does he want to do? Excuse me. In my Bonos Yerushos B'din, who should Yerushu B'na Eskevodi? Look, Vnos Tzlavchad got a piece of Eretz Yisrael now, so my sons also for sure should what? Should become the new Manigim of Klal Yisrael. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, Notzer Te'ena Yochal Piria. The one who?
Makes a fig.
Notzer, what's Notzer? The one who guards the Te'ena, guards the fig, he will eat the fruit. Banecha Yashvu, your children sat, Lahem V'lo Asku B'Torah. They weren't Osek in Torah, hard to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu's children weren't Osek B'Torah, what does that mean? Okay, we'll see in a second. Yoshua, but Yoshua Shereshcha, he was Mesharis you. The Harbe Chalak Chakavod, he gave you a lot of kavod. Buhoya Mesaras Safsalim, and he was arranging the benches in the shul. Buhu Pores Samachzalos, and he spit out the mats. Hoel Buhu Shereshcha B'chol Kocho, since he served you with all of his koach, Kedai Hu She Yishamish Ash Yisrael, he is befitting to serve Klal Yisrael. She'enu Ma'abed Tzcharo L'Kaimash Nemar Notzer Tenyo Chal Peria. Before I go on to finish this beautiful paragraph, I'll tell you a true story. This past summer, I told over this medrash, the first Shabbos, I think it was the first Shabbos on Mechala this past summer. There were a few public school girls on Mechala. The first summer, they had like a Mechina program. The public school girls that came, they came for like $500 or something like that for the summer. Scholarship, it cost like $8,000 for the summer program. They came for like $500, whatever, amazing, fine. I spoke about Yeshua, I spoke about this midah of being Meshamish, I spoke about his Mevakesh, that he was. And I mentioned this medrash that his job was the Sadness of Solon, that he would fix the benches in the base medrash. I finished the shir, Shkoyach, thank you, Shkoyach, 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 Shkoyach. I'm about to leave the room and I look up, I pick up my head, I see one of these Machina girls. What's she doing? Walking around the Rishi Beis Medrash and putting the chairs back in order after the show's over. Everyone gets up, they leave the chair wherever it is. Like, just like, you hear a chazal. I could do that too. It was so pure. It was so like, you know, which yeshiva league, sorry, for, you know, which yeshiva league kid would do that? That's not for me. They have janitors on tomorrow. They'll come and you know, the cleanup crew and Rachel will come and clean it tomorrow. Someone that doesn't have that nothing against yeshiva league, that edge, you just like see things for the way they are. So just like, I was mamish floored. I was mamish blown away. It was like, it was a moment. It was gewaldig. Okay, right. Zakte Rabbi Chaim. We're halfway down this paragraph. Lo b'nei sheyegalo mikulam. Zochei Yoshua l'glasa. He wasn't zochei to be the manig because he was greater. Parsha of Meraglim nimnu Yoshua makom Ravi. In the parsha of the Meraglim, parsha Shlach, Yoshua's counted what number? 4. The Ramban there says that they were listed according to their greatness. That means he was the 4th greatest in Klal Yisrael. Aval zochei Yoshua b'glal nozer tiniyo chaperya. Here's the punchline. Yoshua didn't serve Moshe when it was convenient. He served Moshe all the time. Look at this unbelievable description he has over here. You think no one else in Klal Yisrael was serving Moshe Rabbeinu? They didn't come to Yoshua. Yoshua didn't move away from the tent. Look at this unbelievable Rashi. What's he doing over here? Omer Ani, Rashi says, when it came time for Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe was going up to the mountain. But guess what? Did he go by himself? No. Who accompanied him to the mountain? Yeshua. He went till he couldn't go anymore. Umisham, from there, Vayal Moshe Levado. Moshe goes up to Har Sinai. Yoshua nata sham olo. Yoshua pitches a tent where? Right there. When it's Akev sham kolim, he's there 40 days. Doesn't go back to his family, doesn't go back to the chevra, doesn't chill. He stays where he is. Shekein matzinuk shirat Moshe. The minute Moshe comes down from the mountain, Vayishma Yoshua has kolam b'reo. Lamanush necheta egel. When Moshe comes down 40 days later in Parshas Kisisa, Yoshua hears everyone and says, what's going on over here? What do you mean? Didn't you see what happened? The answer is no. Why didn't you see what happened? Where was he? By the foot of the mountain. Where was the eagle? A little bit away from it. B'chilukim shekoele, last 3 lines of this page. Mi harbayo tel yotze te'ena umi himit. Who was more of a mishamish of Moshe? Who was less? B'shvil ze levad hu asher zachal Yoshua b'chol ad u'misar Yoshua. Why was Yoshua? The next link in the chain. Moshe kibal Torah b'Sinai. I'm sorry, Yoshua, because he put in the extra effort, the extra step, more than everybody else. How do we know that? Because the Torah says so. Even when they have all tried to mishamish, even Moshe's sons probably were mishamishim also. But Yoshua went that step beyond. He made the tzira asat teina, last line, but mitzira asat nefesh, top of the last page. B'chol akoshim v'amatzavim, mitzira asat nefesh, in all situations, in matzav shamakti yacham, keep it through satama is like even when the sun comes out in the summer months, or like in the winter, like by Yaakov Avinu and Chadome, Shamhu Habechina Be'emes Kihu Mitzuv Ose V'lo Hachilek V'akinin V'adai K'akin Hu Yoshua Hu Zdak Yoshua Asher Zachal Lios Yorish Mokom Moshe Lios Ochel Peri. Just 2 more little paragraphs. Or Amru Chazal B'chol Mokom Asher Adam Yogeya V'Nosei Nafsho Adover. Wherever a person puts an effort, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schara. Hashem doesn't take away his reward. Ritzono Choleda. Shlomo Bar Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar. Vayivin Shlomo Asa Bayis. Vayichaleya. Shlomo built it. Ubishvil Shenasan David Nafshal Beis HaMikdash. But David really, really was most nefesh that it should be built. Shenemar Zechor Hashem LeDavid. It's called Asher. Anu So. Imavo Ba'ol Beisi. Imatein Shenas Le'inai. Ad Emtza Makom LaHashem. David was so concerned that to be a place for Hashem. Basically, there's v'lo kipeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schara ela chtiva Hashmo mizmor Shirach Negas Vayas David. The Shlomo in Ksid, it doesn't say mizmor Shirach Negas Vayas, the Shlomo El David. Hoi, no tzer te'inu yachapri. B'chein atamotzi b'moshe shenosa nafshar al shlosha dvarim nikas al shmo. This is Parsha. Ve'elein Mishkon. Moshe, listen to this amazing. Moshe was mechazer al umnim b'chol yom. He was trying to find workers every single day. U'b'chol sha'a, l'lam them, to teach them, ketad yasu es ha-malacha. Shlo yituba. Fishnem ha-lo, ha-malach ha-kadosh baruch hu, re'eve, aseve, tavnisam, l'kach seve, ha-kol davar, ka'asher tziva, ha-shem es Moshe. 18 times in this week's parasha, it says, ka'asher tziva, ha-shem es Moshe. Why? Shlo yazaz me'al gabeim. Because Moshe stayed on top of them. Kach nikra al-shmo, that's why it's called Biyom Kalos Moshe Lakimus HaMishkan. Moshe put in all that effort to make sure the Mishkan won't be erected. It was called the Mishkan of Moshe. And Gam Betzalel, Gam Shlomo Banu Asa Mishkan V'samikdash. Betzalel also worked hard. Gam Heitev Masu Nafshon Aleyem. Elakan Achilukim Lemarbe. Kisov Kosov Re Moshe V'David Yoser Masu Nafshon Aleyem. But Yoser, Moshe did more. And David did more. Uva Yitro Nazeh, and this extra, Kfar Hivchina Ad Kam Mashu Mitzuva V'Ose. But David, that showed that they're really Mitzuva V'Ose. Umisha dargaso bedavar dargas mitzvah osa, a person that has really that madriga of mitzvah osa, who was shayach bedavar v'lo kine be'emes. And we come to the last paragraph. It's a little bit fiery. Good morning. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu the Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Nidei Baruch. Here comes a little of the hardcore. Here comes the knife. V'zohi ha'ara noira. This is an unbelievable ha'ara. Amatzaveinu anu. An hour matzah. When a person really looks about him, looks into himself, into his ways, we're going to find ourselves saying, you know what? Kicks and leaves, like the Goyim did. All too often. Yeah, we kick and leave. This is too hard for me. I'm not cut out for this. This is not for me. Maybe for the Mitzuyonim, maybe for the Masminim, maybe for the... It's not for me. It's a little bit
shvili. We showed you just now. How do you know if you're really a mitzvah v'ose? Im ein davar kasha lefanav, ein on nirta mishem amal. Nothing is too challenging. I can't do it. How can you stop? It's a mitzvah. I can't stop. It's challenging. It's challenging. It's true. I'm not going to lie. It's challenging. But it's a mitzvah. So you know what you're going to do? The best that you can. You're not going to stop. Trusky, when he was in Rav Beit Shemesh, last Matzah Shabbos, spoke beautifully to the Olam. So one thing he spoke about Yigiyah, he spoke a lot of things. One thing he spoke about was effort. He said, when do you close the Gemara? He said, you don't close the Gemara after an hour. Okay, I did my hour. Check. You close the Gemara... When you're physically in a healthy way, obviously, at a point where you can't go on learning the Gemara. Not when you got my hour, did my workout, 1 minute, 59 seconds, 59 seconds, 2 hours, okay, close, done. That's also pretty impressive, 2 hours is pretty impressive, not to battle, to be focused 2 hours on learning. But that's not when you stop, theoretically, you push until you can. And some batei midrash, there's no clock. Why not? Because sometimes people are too married to the clock. The clock says, okay, now it's 12 o'clock. But I'm in the middle of a Rambam. It's 12 o'clock now, so what's 12 o'clock? But I don't know if it's not in the Rambam, so who cares about the clock right now? And you push till 12:05, so you can get shot in the Rambam. I talk to myself, believe me, I talk to myself. I'm not joking around. I mean that 100%. This is good musa for all of us. Last few sentences. V'ayinu mitzvah osa yinei kshedavar kal lasos. Inu mitzvah osa means when it's easy. Nu, meichet hezi. Abach Hashem magdir chama. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the sun out, ki v'tkufas tamu, it's like it's hot outside. Take a v'ayinu mitzvah, it's too much. V'zeh, look at this strong smoothness. He knew that we were all making our summer plans right now. And he knew that we're going to make decisions about our summer. And he wants to give us a big musr about it. So this is what he says. V'zeh bikorat gadol, this is a big musr. It's people that don't work so hard, don't learn so much in the summer. It's too hot. Or, you know, there's too much chill going on around me. Or whatever excuse. Or mitzvah. Mitzvah we're involved in. My parents maybe go work in an internship or something like that. Face. A person does not want to become an Eina Mitzvah Vosa because it's hot outside. Kama alinu litchazei kedei la'amod davka b'tkuvas tamuz. How much we work on ourselves that even
in Tekuvas Tamas, it doesn't only mean that when it's hot. It means when it's challenging. Yeah, when it's challenging. Friday. It's much easier to learn on Thursday than on Friday. Friday, everyone's out doing something. I don't know. Buying popcorn in Neir Shorim. I don't know. Playing ball. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for ball. Friday's a good time to play ball. But there's no mitzvah to play ball for 4 hours on Friday. There's no halacha of workout for 4 hours of ball. You can play ball for an hour. It's good. You can run for an hour. You can go to the Makola and buy stuff for Shabbos. It's a good thing also. If you want to spend hours going to Meir Shorim, coming back, what we used to describe as liros valeros, to see and to be seen. If I'm not there, like I'm a nobody. If I'm not in Uri's Pizza at 12 o'clock on Friday, in the summer's months, I may as well not exist. I may as well just, decide that I'm not a person. I'm exaggerating a lot, but the point is that it's taka when the challenging times come, and a person pushes through the challenging times. That's what makes us. One closing muscle. Thank you again. Very kind of you. One closing muscle. It's not my muscle. It's a very good vart. Very good muscle. Anybody here work out? Weight room. There's a new weight room in Shiva, supposedly. You work out there once a week. Shrecha, it's more than me. I should work out also. I have the same problem as you. What's my point? Close. Listen carefully. I don't know how this works exactly pregnant. Medically, or I don't know how it works out exactly like that. But I'll say like this: when a person works out, so at the beginning, I know this. I used to do push-ups a lot. I used to. I've done in more than months, whatever. But when I was younger, and probably more concerned about whatever. So I used to do push-ups. So you start doing push-ups. You get the first 10 that you do, it's like nothing, you don't feel it. But you want to do sets of 20. Right? So you do 13. Most of you guys probably 20 is a joke. For me, 20 is a lot. Okay, so you're 14, 15, now you're like 16, 17. You're like, I can't do it anymore. But I think the way it works is that the very end, when it's the most challenging for you, is what does the most for you in your muscle. When you work the muscle out, or work the muscle in, so to speak, when it's dafka the most challenging for you, that's what makes the muscle stronger. That's what builds the muscle for you. Lahavdil. But the same ideas over here also. Yeah, 9 o'clock in the morning, everyone's learning shtark, and you're learning shtark also, great. But now it's 11:30, 11:40. It's the last minute of Seder. Or if you're ready, a shiur, you're already in shiur for half an hour, whatever the case may be. So the first half an hour, sure, okay, I got it. But to stay focused and to be zoned in at the end also, and to push when it's challenging, is a very, very chashuv nekuda, very, very important sod, which he's saying makes us, this is what makes us who we are. This is what made Yeshua who he was, made Yaakov who he was, made Moshe Rabbeinu who he was. This is a madriga gedola that a person has to work towards, that, yeah, it's challenging, im kol zeh, and maybe dafka because of that, that's what's going to make me into a stronger, with Hashem, a stronger person. Hashem said, Shkayach.